Hi, my name is Kate O'Brien, and I'm running for Chatham County Commissioner in District 3. I really had not considered running for office, but several people in the community approached me and asked me to run. This was based on my social activism, my involvement in the Climate Action Network, and my serving on the board for Second Bloom of Chatham County, which is a domestic violence agency. The more I thought about it, the more I thought that my qualifications, my education and background made me a better candidate. And because I live in Chatham County and I've been here for 29 years, I've married and raised my children in this community, I want this community to be the best version of itself. My top three issues are sustainability, affordability, and social justice. I have seen a tremendous amount of growth over the past three decades. While we welcome new businesses and new residents in our area, it's really important to notice that the green areas, the open spaces, the farmlands, and the beautiful character of Chatham County is what draws so many of us to this area. So what needs to be sustained? Well, drinking water for one. Chatham County has put a lot of resources into pulling out as many of the chemical contaminants that are in the water as possible. Even though this is cutting-edge technology, it still has not been able to pull all of these forever chemicals out of the drinking water. That's a concern. Another issue is preserving farmlands, open spaces, green spaces, rivers, and lakes. Affordability is a really important issue, not just in Chatham County, but in many areas. What we would like is for the people who work in Chatham County to be able to afford to live in Chatham County. Linked to that is food insecurity. It's really alarming to me that we have a full-time food pantry that has had to expand its services again and again, not just during COVID. To me, that doesn't sound sustainable. The third issue is social justice. We're still living with the relics of an extremely unjust system, and it's taking a lot of work and focus to dismantle it. We can't figure out what to dismantle if we can't see it. It's really important that we make visible all of the injustices that people live under day to day so that we can begin to promote policies that will level the playing field, that will raise people up and give them a chance to thrive. And my work now with Second Bloom of Chatham. To me, it's very distressing that domestic violence and sexual assault is still an issue that we're combating. Everyone deserves to live in a place that is free from harm and free from threat of harm. One thing that distinguishes me from my opponent is my lens. It's unique to me. My background is in psychology, education, and the law. My work experiences not only involve working with juvenile offenders, but I've also worked in many different capacities as a guardian ad litem, as a community mediator, as a volunteer for Second Bloom and Family Violence and Rape Crisis Services, and as a volunteer at Legal Aid of North Carolina. Another thing that I've been able to do is represent some domestic violence and stalking victims on a pro bono basis, and that was also very worthwhile. The important thing about this growth that is going on is that we have the infrastructure to support housing needs, business needs, road infrastructure, stormwater infrastructure. As much as I am concerned about smart, careful growth in our county, landowners have a right to sell their properties. There's a real balancing act that goes on with that. Landowners should not be punished for selling their land. One thing that we could think about is things like the Triangle Land Conservancy or other options. People who have 10 acres or more, they could use part of their land for farming purposes. They could receive a tax break, and perhaps those families would be able to hold on to their lands longer or would be able to perpetuate the open space and the green space and the farm spaces for all of us to enjoy. There are two things that I think about immediately when you ask the question, what has the county done well in recent years? One is the county recently awarded a $500,000 grant to an organization that's designed to promote entrepreneurs who are opening black and brown businesses in our county. The second thing that I think is pretty wonderful is that we've met or exceeded student growth. our commissioners support the program called Chatham Promise, which guarantees 2 years of education at the community college level, plus books or fees, to every high school student who wishes to pursue that. And I would encourage all high school students to look into that and take advantage of it. I think that in terms of education and job training, that we are leaders in our state, and I'd like to see that continue. When voters see my name, I want them to think about sustainability first and foremost. I'd like them to remember that I'm someone who is curious, determined, and someone who knows how to collaborate with others to achieve the best result.